And now commentator Carol Simpson shares her own experience with adoption.
For years, I covered stories about adoption for television news. They always left me down in the dumps. I wondered why more people didn't adopt orphaned children who were desperate to become part of a family and to have a real home. It was doing these stories which encouraged my husband and me to consider adoption. During my reporting, I had learned that for every white infant needing adoption, there were 10 white families waiting to adopt the baby. But for every 10 black infants needing adoption, there was only one black family interested. We already had a biological daughter, so when we were thinking about having another child, we decided now's the time to adopt. We believed we were making a contribution to our community by rescuing one of our children in need. And why not take a boy? We wanted a boy. Most people want to adopt girls. Less trouble, they say. Anyhow, we could take a baby boy and give him every advantage his 20-year-old biological mother obviously could not. We went through a public agency, so there was a lot of bureaucracy. From the time we started the process, it was 2 years before a baby boy became available. He was 6 weeks old, and his unmarried mother had just signed the papers giving him up. We got the call from the caseworker, and I asked when we could have him, and she replied, "Today." Today? After some scurrying around for formula and diapers, we went back to the agency and received our new son. He was in an undershirt, diaper, and wrapped in a yellow blanket. We were ecstatic. We laugh now that he wasn't the best-looking baby, but that day he was the most beautiful baby in the world. We were sure he was smiling at us and happy. My husband asked where his things were. The caseworker said, "He doesn't have any things, just what he's wearing." We were shocked back into reality, and we felt the awesome responsibility the next 20 years or so would bring. I have to admit the disappointment I felt when members of our family thought we had done the wrong thing. They said he could grow up to be an axe murderer, that he would be nothing but trouble. But you don't know what your own biological children will do when they grow up. I bet John Hinckley's parents never thought their little blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby would try to kill a president of the United States. Our boy never got into more serious trouble than going to a party we said he could not attend. Both our kids are grown up and on their own. I am proud of each of them. Some unthinking people have said that I couldn't possibly love my son as much as my daughter, that an adopted child is different, not like your own blood. I couldn't love my son any more if I had given birth to him. Does he want to find his biological mother? He has always and continues to say no. We were parents enough. I am a strong advocate of adoption, but it still ticks me off that American families will go anywhere in the world to adopt a foreign child when there are American children awaiting homes. Silly me. I know why. Because the majority of the children waiting for adoption here are black.
That was Carol Simpson, longtime anchor of ABC's World News Tonight Sunday. This is NPR News.